Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we intentionally stop, we slow down so that we could reflect upon God's Word. I pray that you would open yourself to the Spirit, that you would hear the Word of God and allow it to come into your life so that it would bear much fruit. I pray that this time would be beneficial for you in your walk with Christ as you seek to go and be the hands of feet in our world today. Now we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Creator God, you prepare a new way in the wilderness, and your grace waters our desert. Open our hearts to be transformed by the new thing you are doing, that our lives may proclaim the extravagance of your love given to all through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading that's appointed for this day, the second reading, comes from Paul's letter to the church of Philippi, the third chapter. Paul writes, "If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet, whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may obtain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider what I have made that I have made it on my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus." The word of the Lord. As Paul writes to the church of Philippi, he writes from prison. A sense of facing his own mortality, the reality that he's probably going to die for his faith. And he writes to encourage others. And as he writes, I think it's critical. One of the values that's not seen a whole lot in our world today is humility. And Paul is trying to teach us as he nears death that this is the attitude that we should strive as we seek to live out our faith, as we seek to be people of the way, followers of the crucified one. He begins in a way that some people might realize, wait, this is what we see in the world. He begins with boasting, right? He says, if anyone has reason to be confident, it's me. And he lays out his credentials. He has risen in the ranks within the Jewish people. He tries to say, here, I've done everything I can. I'm the right lineage. I've done it all. But he says, and that's the important thing. He says, but in the end, you know what that means? Nothing. Guadouche. It really means nothing. Whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, he says, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord. He says, the reality is what I have done means nothing. When we say we're a follower of Jesus, the reality is what it should mean for us is less about me and more about Jesus. He's saying, what I've done doesn't mean anything. It's what Jesus has done that means everything, and that I should consider all that I have done worthless, because Jesus is the one who has done everything. Imagine that. As he's reflecting upon his life, most of the time, most of us would probably think about, look at all that I have done. Look at all that I have accomplished. And Paul really says, really in the end, it means little, except for this one thing. Faith in Christ. And he says, that is what I press on towards. I press on towards the goal of the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. That our faith is what should sustain us. And it calls us to live in a way that it becomes less about me and more about God. And if we hear the words of Jesus, what it tells us, Jesus calls us, when we seek to live our life, it's not just that we, you know, spend all our time in prayer. It's not that we separate completely from the world and just try to be as religious as we can. But we live out our faith in day-to-day life. When we do things like love our enemies, pray for those who persecute us, when we seek to feed the poor and the hungry, when we visit those who are in prison, when we do those things, when we look at the least in our world, that's when we see Christ being lived out. Paul talks about what's most important is to preach Christ and Christ crucified. That the notion of preaching the crucified Christ isn't about asserting power and dominion, but it's about becoming a servant to all. When we think about our faith and striving towards the prize, part of it is, I think, that we need to keep the notion of the cross before us. And I don't remember who first told me this, but at least for me, what's really important to remember as I think about the cross, as we think about the cross, it has two parts to it. It has that vertical beam that goes up and down. And in some ways, that vertical beam reminds us of our relationship with God. It's God who comes down to us and redeems us. God sent his son to become one of us so that on the cross that he restores us, and it's about my relationship with God. But the cross isn't just that vertical beam. You have a horizontal beam that goes across where Jesus' hands were nailed to. And that horizontal beam reminds us of our relationship with one another. That you can't be a Christian by yourself. That Christianity, by its core, is being part of the community of faith. The church is the body of Christ. It's not me, but it's us together as we come around the crucified one and sing songs and pray and hear the words and gather as people of faith. And so part of my relationship, how I live this out as I press on towards the goal, is not just making sure I'm right with God, but making sure I'm right with those around me, my neighbors, those whom I love, and those whom I find challenging. How is it that we live out that faith in both that vertical dimension and that horizontal dimension? And that's the key. Because the reality is we can think we've achieved all kinds of things, but unless we live under the cross, Paul says the reality is it means little, it means nothing for what we should be about. Is lifting up the crucified one, following the cross and allowing the cross to lead us and guide us. And that's how we seek to be the people of faith. We have a strong relationship with God, and we seek to be in relationship with one another in a way that's loving, in a way that helps to proclaim that message of all that God has done. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for Paul's witness as he contemplates his death and as death draws near. He reminds us that it's not about us, but it's about Christ and him crucified. Help us to be centered upon all that Jesus has done, that we don't count the things that we have done as most important, but we think about what God has done for us in Christ and how he is the one who has restored us. He is the one who has redeemed us. He is the one who has sanctified us. Strengthen us and empower us as we live in faith towards you and in fervent love for our neighbors. Help us to always remember the cross, and the cross would lead us and guide us as we press on towards the goal of that heavenly crown. We pray all this in your holy name. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.